Support for the leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport, where travelers are one stop away from world destinations. Connections on American Airlines to Chicago or to Dallas-Fort Worth are available daily. Close, convenient, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.
A lawmaker who represents Bloomington Normal voted against the recent spending bill that kept the government open. That's one of the things you need to know to start your day for Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Lauren Warnicke, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff. Now let's lead off with the government shutdown that Congress narrowly avoided and the division it's stoked within the Republican Party. More from WGLT's Eric Stock.
Central Illinois Congressman Darren LaHood joined the majority of House Republicans who voted against the recent spending bill that prevented a shutdown.
Well, if it was fiscally responsible, I would have. There was many things in there that, listen, I didn't want the federal government to shut down. I don't think we should have that as a goal.
The Peoria area Republican says the $1.2 trillion government funding bill goes too far in growing the deficit. LaHood says he still supports House Speaker Mike Johnson, who helped craft the spending bill. Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia called for a House vote to remove Johnson as Speaker after he brokered the deal. LaHood was not amused.
I can't think of anything dumber than going through that exercise again of ousting our Speaker. We have a tight governing majority now. It's a very partisan atmosphere, but I think using the motion to vacate to get rid of Speaker Johnson is a really dumb idea.
Johnson became Speaker 5 months ago. His predecessor lasted less than a year in the role before House Republicans voted him out after he worked with Democrats to pass a similar spending bill. LaHood visited Normal to tour the new Advanced Manufacturing Center at Heartland Community College. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's behavioral health coordinator is stepping down. Kevin McCall resigns as the county's behavioral health coordinating council is in flux, and that's after the county board chair suspended its meetings indefinitely. The Bloomington City Council has voted to relax minimum parking requirements for new developments in the city. Advocates say that should create more space for affordable housing to address the housing shortage. And Governor J.B. Pritzker is in Hollywood this week, trying to attract more film producers to Illinois. You can find more on these stories at WGLT.org. A former mayor of the town of Normal has died. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker has this appreciation of the late Kent Carriker.
Kent Carriker grew up in southern Illinois and became an executive at the Illinois Farm Bureau. He was elected to the town council in 1983 and was elected mayor 10 years later. Carriker was mayor for a decade and stepped down in 2003 during his third term. Current Mayor Chris Koo says Carriker retired to Florida but visited the Twin Cities often.
He had some heart issues, but he said to me, I've decided that I'd rather be called Grandpa than Mayor.
As Mayor, current City Manager Pam Reese says Carriker set a tone that still influences the culture of town government today.
One of the quotes that has stuck with us and we use regularly is, "We plan our work and we work our plan." That is something that Kent said many, many times.
Carriker also mentored those around him. He was mayor when former city manager Mark Peterson was hired.
He just understood the community very well, and he had good instincts on when to push things forward, when to move a project, and when not.
Carriker asked then-businessman Chris Koos to run for council, and Koos succeeded Carriker as mayor.
Kent was a very definite mentor to me. I have a lot of respect for the man and his ability to handle tough situations.
Every leader has a style. Former council member Sonia Reese says Carriker's was inclusive.
Kent was congenial. He was welcoming. He was able to invite people to the table and be comfortable with that.
And his personal warmth and politeness shaped most interactions. Here's Carriker's predecessor as mayor, Paul Harmon.
Kent was full of anecdotes and humor. He had a very quick wit.
Harmon says that was sometimes a mask.
He also had an inner tension that he covered up with his ebullience. He was very, very much worried about doing the right thing and worried about decisions that were being made. But he didn't let it show.
Carriker also liked to get down to business and get things done. Former city manager Mark Peterson says staff used to joke Carriker disliked long meetings.
He ran a very efficient council meeting. he would say, you know, the best meeting is a short meeting, and would sometimes get a little frustrated with some of his colleagues when they would get a little too windy.
Former council member Sonia Rees characterizes the desire to cut to the chase as more than simple efficiency, a sign of strategic thinking.
I think he was always focused on what are the most important things that the town should be dealing with, and not spend too much time on the trivials.
Carriker's inclusiveness went beyond town boundaries. Former city manager Mark Peterson says Carriker is responsible for thawing Normal's then-chilly relationship with the city of Bloomington by forming a close tie to Bloomington Mayor Judy Markowitz.
When she got elected, Kent said, we are riding together in the Labor Day parade. And he made a big deal. He said, we're going to be together in the parade because we got to show the community that we are, the two cities are together and the two mayors are together.
Former council member Sonia Rees says Carriker followed up that symbolic statement with regular meetings with Markowitz.
They kept the dialogue going between them on the things that they were working on so that there were no particular surprises on either side of what were the high issues between them.
With 20 years of town leadership, Carriker had a big influence on the look of today's town. It started from his conservative roots and a desire to have the town become debt-free. Carriker waved the flag for the pay-as-you-go philosophy, which began under Mayor Paul Harmon.
After we issued the bonds for Mitsubishi coming into town and some of the work we had to do there, the town didn't issue any more bonds through the rest of my time and all through Kent. Getting the town to zero debt made possible the investment being made in the uptown area.
And the ability to extinguish debt, Mark Peterson says, is not an easy thing to do.
We were, at least for a good part of his term, we were debt-free, which for a community like Normal, given the growth we were experiencing, given the very aggressive capital project agenda, that was kind of extraordinary at the time.
You can read more about Kent Carriker's legacy in the town of Normal at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the McLean County Museum of History will announce this year's class of McLean County History Makers today. The six honorees will have their day at the museum's annual gala in June. And that's it for today. I'm Lauren Warnicki. Thanks to our producer, Rosalie Truback. You can subscribe to The Leadoff on the NPR app or wherever you listen.